Shalom, how's everybody doing? Okay, I'm Yonatan Shai. And we're going to be discussing Muktzah. Rav Pinney asked me to discuss Muktzah and eventually discuss Borer. We finished Muktzah. So, if you look at the Poskei Halacha, they all have certain categories of Muktzah. They all agree, each of the categories of the other people, they just might not categorize them the same way. So I saw in one book it said there's four categories, and one book said there's eight. But they all have them, and just how they're counting them. Sometimes there's a disagreement as to what category of muktzah something falls in. But what we're going to discuss today is, before we get to any of those categories, we're going to discuss the background, what muktzah comes from, what its source is, and then, starting next week, we'll start going through the various different categories of muktzah, what its specific rules are. But this one is the last halacha lemaisa, but it's the background necessary as the building point, as the foundation for everything we're going to do in the coming weeks. When you want to know, I left my cell phone on my bed, can I move it, and all those other types of questions that Rav Pinney asked me to cover. So we're going to just start with the foundation now. So let's begin with source one. Source one, very short line of the Gemara. It comes after a longer piece of Gemara that we're going to get to later in the source sheet. But this line in the Gemara suggests, it says the following question. Betiltul gufe, what's tiltul? Tiltul is moving something. We're referring to moving something on Shabbos. We're referring to moving an item that is, that what we call now is muksa. Now, why did it become muksa? So the Gemara says, la mishum hutzahi. Isn't it because that you might come to carry it out? So, why does muktzah exist? This implies that it's some kind of gzera, decree, made to prevent you from doing the iser melacha d'oraita known as chotzah, carrying. Everybody's with me so far? Okay. The Rambam gives a list of different reasons. And we're going to discuss those now. Source 2. The Rambam says, Asr chacham l'taltal mikza dvarim b'shabbat, k'derach sh'osa b'chol. Chachamim said you should not handle certain things on Shabbos the way you do during the week. U'b'ipnei ma nagu b'isr zeh. Why did they make this rule? Amru maim hisgiru neviim v'tzivu shelo yehe hiluchach b'shabbos hiluchach b'chol. They said you shouldn't walk on Shabbat the way you walk during the week. V'lo sichara Shabbat kisichara chol. And you shouldn't discuss things on Shabbat the way you discuss them during the week. Shneamar v'daber davar. What is that talking about? So I just put the pasuk there as part of source 3. Yeshayahu discusses a reward for people who keep Shabbat properly. So one of them, he says, in Tashim Shabbat Raglecha, Asot Chafatzecha, there are things, the way you walk, things you do, Yom Kochiv, Karat L'Shabbat Oneg, and you make sure to have Oneg Shabbat, Nekdosh Hashem Chubar, Mechubarato, Me'asot Rechecha, Me'imtso Chafatzecha, V'daber Dabar. So those words are used in the Gemara to explain all sorts of rules for Shabbat. We don't discuss things during the week. We don't walk the way we do during the week. That might come into play in terms of whether you can run or not. For example, v'daber davar, there's an interesting Tosfot in Masechet Shabbat that says you shouldn't talk as much on Shabbat. And tells a story of an old lady who was talking a lot, and they said, it's Shabbos. And so she got quiet. That's the story in the Tosfot. But whatever is the practical ramifications, we see there are clearly guidelines made by the Nevi'im that somehow you wouldn't notice it were Shabbat without these guidelines. So he says, the rabbi saw this same issue taking place regarding handling all these objects. Kal v'chomer, shelo yet tiltu b'shabbat ketiltu b'chol. If just your walking and your talking should be different on Shabbat than during the week, so too, all the items you handle should be different. K'dei shi'lo yiyah ki yom chol v'einav, Yavo lahagbia ulitaken kelimi pinalmi the pinalmi bailabayin. So it's not an usher item. I'm not going to do a malacha, but maybe it's a good day for me to move everything from this room in the house to that room in the house, and vice versa. A good day for my changing my closet from spring to winter, from summer to winter clothes. So I have to pack everything up and put it in a box and move it up to the attic and schlep it downstairs. What is there did I do? There was no isser in taking this article of clothing and moving it. But yet, if you spent your Shabbat doing that, you clearly didn't have the Shabbat that the Torah and Chazal envisioned and wanted you to have. And therefore, that's why they made the Gzeirah. And he continues, Ulatzni Avanim. Okay, I can have a rock pile. We know now rocks are muksa, and we're going to discuss what category of muksa it is in future weeks and the various rules about it. But before that, so you, why can I make this my day to work on my rock collection? You're doing nothing, you're sitting at home. So you're going to be looking for something to do. So you're going to do all these things that maybe technically are okay until they made this category of muksa. V'nimtza shelo shabbat. Turn out that you didn't have Shabbos. Uvata latam shenamar v'torah l'man yanuach. The Torah says the purpose of Shabbos is for you to rest. It's talking about a specific kind of rest. And that kind of rest you didn't have if that's what you spent your day doing. So the first reason of the Rambam is to make sure the day has a Shabbos feeling, that you won't do activities that aren't Shabbos dick, fitting for Shabbos. Questions so far? Okay, let me ask you a very simple question, or I hope it's a simple question. Is the Rambam's reason the one we saw in that first Gemara?
Doesn't seem like it.
Okay? First Gemara says the reason is because you might come to carry. And this one is because to have a day with the Ruach of Shabbat that we would want. Let's see the Rambam's second reason. He gives three reasons. Halacha Yud Gimel, this is still in the second source. Va'od, kishi yivaker v'yitaltel kelim shalachan l'isr. If you start to carry a kli that is used for Isser, for example, and we're going to get to exactly what fits in this category next week, but let's say a pen. A pen is used to do what malacha? Write. Kotev. So, I'm just going to carry this pen. I'm not going to write. But you have it in your hand, and you're going to start to flick it, and move it, and do all the things that your hands do to keep you busy, because you don't have your cell phone on you to constantly check the rugby scores. So now you have this pen in your hand. So, Afshar Shit Asik Mahen Ma'at Yavoli De Malacha. You're going to end up not noticing or absentmindedly writing something. I'm not just referring to even just making a mark. I'm saying like you might not think and just might start doodling, scribbling, writing. It's pretty natural. So reason number two is, why did they make these items muksa? To prevent malacha. So it's similar to the reason of the Gemara, but the reason of the Gemara was specifically which malacha? Carrying. And this is about writing or any other malacha. Okay, the Rambam has a third reason. Va'od, mipnei shemikza ta'am einam bale umaniyot. There are people who don't work. They spend all week not working. So a person who goes to work, he spends every day of his week getting up really early to go to shul, and then afterwards riding to work, and he spends there, I don't know, 9 to 5, 8 to 6, whatever his hours are, and then he comes home exhausted at the end of the day and sees his family. So on Shabbos, he doesn't do that. Okay, I can see a difference. Shabbos is different. The rest of the week he spends in his office. Shabbos he's home with his family or in shul.
That's different.
But what about a person who's always home? Such as, he gives examples. Could go out, not necessarily working, meaning not necessarily home, I'm saying, but not working. Could go on a tayalin, people traveling. V'yoshe krono, shekol yimein hein shofni mulacha. People just sit and gather at the corner or in the market or at the theater and they just sit there doing no work. There are people who don't work. People who are financially independent, wealthy, so they have nothing to do, so they're just going to stay in bed all day or hang out with their friends. So the fact that they didn't go to work today on Shabbos doesn't make it any different than the rest of the week when they didn't go to work. So if we make it okay for you to walk and talk and handle things just like in the other days of the week, Nimtza Shalosh Shabbat Shvita Nikaret, it's going to be like you didn't have any noticeable Shabbos. Lefichach Shvita Mitvarim Elu is Shvita Hashaveh B'chol Adam. So they made rules, and these rules apply to everybody. It doesn't matter, oh, I'm a person who writes all week, and therefore just on Shabbos I shouldn't handle a pen. But I'm not a person who works on a farm, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem for me to handle plowshares and shovels. No, they made the rules. Neidvarim elu nagu beisra tiltul, va'asru shelo yitaltul adam b'shava, ela kelim atzarek lehem kemo shibar. The only kelim you should handle on Shabbat are the ones you need for Shabbat. So let's recap. The Rambam gave three reasons why they made the Isser Muktzah. One.
Won't carry.
No, that's in the Gemara. The Gemara said it's so you don't carry. The Rambam's first reason was to preserve the spirit of Shabbat. Very good. Two, so you want to do malacha. And three, to make it so people will notice that they had Shabbat because it should look different than during the week. Just not working isn't enough to accomplish that goal. Agreed? Okay. So, I'm not the first to notice that this isn't...
What's the obvious difference between 1 and 3?
You can have a day that's the spirit of Shabbat, or that doesn't look during the week. That doesn't look different than it does during the week, given what you do during the week. And there are people who one or the other one apply.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not the first person to notice this. Right away on the Rambam, there's a person who makes notes known as the Ravid. The Ravid has what's called Hasagora Ravid. He comments right away on this Rambam. And he always starts with Aleph Aleph. In certain prakim, svarim of the Rambam, it's different. But in about 12 or 13 of the 14 svarim of the Rambam, he starts every note of his with Aleph Aleph, which is Amar Avram, referring to himself. When I was Shana Aleph, since he always disagreed with the Rambam, I always thought the Aleph Aleph stood for Efshar, like this is impossible. But it only made sense to me because he was always disagreeing with whatever the Rambam said. But it stands for Amar Avram. Od Amru Atal Tiltul Lavot Tzarech Chutzah. We saw the Gemara, Shabbat Kuf Chavdal Ramad, source one, said, why is there the Isser Muktzah? It's because of Chutzah. So you don't come to carry. So that's his first question on the Rambam. Before we get to his second question on the Rambam, let's go to source 4. Source 4 has the following written. Tan Rabbanan. Barishon ayu amrim shlosha kelim nitalim b'shabbat. They used to say, only 3 kelim could be handled on Shabbat. Mikzoa shel dvela, which was a knife used for figs. V'zuama lishron shel kedera, some kind of fork-spoon combo used to scoop out a pot. V'sakin ktana shel gabel shulchan, and a table knife. Hitiru v'chazru v'hitiru v'chazru v'hitiru. So then they started permitting more things, and more things, and more things. Until, Ad shamru, kol hakelim nitalim b'shabbat,
Chutz min masar hagadol yateid shel machrisha. Till they said, all kelim can be handled in Shabbos except for a giant saw and the plow piece. Yateid is a stake used for plowing. So the Gemara discusses, what were the various stages? So there's a machloket abaye rava. Maybe when we get to the future weeks, we'll come back to those lines. I made it smaller because it's not our focus for this minute. But the Gemara later comments, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Bimei Nechemya ben Chachalya Nishnei Pemishta Zo, Dechtiv Yamim Ahima, Ra'iti B'yuda, Drachim Gatot B'Shaban V'yim Ha'remot. People were doing things on Shabbat they shouldn't be doing. Maybe even violating Yisurim. So he said, we have to make rules that will get people to keep Shabbat. So they assured handling anything but your basic food necessities. Your fork and knife, let's say, for our modern terminology. Just what you need to have your own Shabbat. And then people started keeping Shabbat properly. Maybe because of these rules, people, it worked. So all of a sudden they said, okay, now you can start handling these things, it's not a problem. And they matter more and more. So that was the list of stages. That's what Gemara says. So now let's go back to the end of the Ravid in Source 2.
Va'od amru, b'yimei Nechemya ben Chachalya nishnei mishazo, sh'amru shlusha k'telim k'tanim nitalim al ha'shulchan. Nimtza ki mipnei chiyuv hotza asru b'tziltul, masha asru shu gather lehotza.
So he says to the Rambam, why did you say that these were the reasons for muksa? We know what the reasons were for muksa. Either Gemara on Kuch Abdalat Amabed that says it was because of hotza, or the Gemara Kuch Av Gimel Amabed that says it was because people weren't keeping Shabbat appropriately and they slowly got rid of all those. But nowhere does it say it's any of your reasons. Okay? That's the Ravid's question on the Rambam. Now we're going to see two answers. There are many, many, many answers. For the sake of brevity and because I'm focusing only on those that are going to help us springboard into our future discussions of the various ramifications. I'm just trying to focus this week on is mukta d'oraita or d'rabbanan and what its rationale is. So let's look, the Magid Mishnah has an answer. Rabbeinu, referring to the Rambam, this is source 5, Katav b'kan tamim nechonim ma'od b'isra tiltul. He wrote correct reasons. But what aren't these reasons? These reasons aren't the ones in the Gemara. V'lo nisgaru b'gemara. U'baz sagot hiskira raivetzal. Tam acher. Shehu mipnei geder hotza. Kemo shebakatav b'gemara b'kol ha'kelim. That's the name of the perek. Atol tiltul lav tor chotzai b'tzmiyon. V'lo hiskira rabbeinu tam zeh. And the Rambam doesn't mention that reason. The Rambam supplies three reasons, not those reasons mentioned in the Gemara. Nefisha afa pisha b'tchila nesar atiltul b'pnei geder otzah b'mei Nechemya. Even though the original time when they asered handling vessels on Shabbat was in the days of Nechemya, shelo hayun isharim otzah. It was a time when they weren't careful about not carrying things out. The Gemara says they started to allow more and more kelim. So he says, yes, the original Zera of Muksa was what the Gemara says was because of Hotsa. And the Rabbit's right. But what are the Rambam's reasons for? After Nechemya made that Zera because of Hotsa, and answered everything, when they slowly allowed more and more items, what were we left with? The muksa that we know now, bizman hazeh, what's the reason for those items being muksa? Those are the reasons supplied by the Rambam. Just say that again so it's clear. The original reason behind the gzera mukza was so you don't come to carry. In order to make that gzera work, they assured handling just about everything, except for your basic food need. Then, once people were careful about Shabbat and they saw it was working, they said, okay, you can handle this item and that item too, and it'll be okay. People will still be keeping Shabbat. Shabbat will still have what we want it to look, it will still look like the way we want it to look. And they were matir more and more. And now we know that there's muksa, there are items that are muksa that we're not supposed to handle, not supposed to use. So that's what's left. They weren't matir of those things, or they were only matir them to use in certain specific ways, or if you need their place, etc. That's what we're going to discuss in the coming weeks. But what's the reason those items were never made mutter, unlike all the other ones that they were matir, hitiru, v'chazru v'hitiru, v'chazru v'hitiru? Those are the reasons the Rambam provided. Okay? That is the Magid Mishnah's first answer. The reason why the other items remained usur or were usur was for the reasons the Rambam said. I'm going to skip to the second to last line, which is now in the top column, top of the column, the top of the second column. He offers a second answer. I'm only bringing it up because it's interesting. The other possibility is that the Rambam is giving reasons that he came up with, not the Gemara's reason. Assuming why? That you know the Gemara. And the Magid Mishnah says about this answer, Zenira Yoter. That's the more likely answer. Okay. I don't know if it's the more likely answer, if the Magid Mishnah thought it was the more likely answer. Meaning, he definitely thought it was the more likely answer. I don't know if it's the clearer, better explanation. So we're going to focus on the first answer. The first answer is, the original reason for the gzera was because of Utsah, and what's left of the gzera is because of the reasons the Rambam gave. Okay, clear? Before we move on? Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan has a different answer. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Bir lanu HaRambam, Bereish Perek HaValef, Shekatav Nemra B'Torah Tishpot. The Torah says you should rest on Shabbat. Even things that aren't a malacha per se, you shouldn't be doing on Shabbos. And there are many things that the Chachamim said, Shvut is how we refer to an Isur D'Rabbanan. The Chachamim said, these are Asmi D'Rabbanan, even if they're not a D'Raita. The Torah gave that power to decide which activities should be forbidden on Shabbat, even though they are not a malacha, and that's what we have. So that's what the Rambam says in Perek of Aleph. The Rambams we saw were in Perek of Dalet. U'bishan matan Torah, tziva lanu Moshe Rabbeinu l'chol shvutei Shabbat. And Moshe gave us Isurim at Har Sinai, al pi Hashem. V'atorah kalala b'loshon tishvot. The Torah just included all those in this word, tishvot, that you have to have Shabbat. Below hashvutim, ein kan shvita klal. Because if it weren't for all these things we tell you not to do, it would be like you didn't rest. Bechol divrei Rambam, prakim elu, nimshachim acharei haktamat varav shivareish perich avalav. Everything he says, for example, in Perich Avdalu that we saw, is all based on that hakdama that he gave in Perek Chavav. She'ein elu ashvutim nichnasim b'mitin yan hamalachot. You can't tell me that this is usher because it's a malacha, and therefore if it's not a malacha, ein chayavin alein skilo, we won't stone you for doing it, b'chatan, you don't have to bring a korban. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu chiyev otanu lishmor kol ashvutim kasher heim itanu ayom. But it's Hashem who commanded us to rest in all the ways we've been told and we have as our Masorah until this day. And the next halach, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Perishah, Gam Yisurim Mukzot Hayu Me'ashinin HaTorah. even the Isser Muksa existed since the time of the Torah. Vaya dinam az kachar shechazru v'yitiru v'chazru v'yitiru. What were the rules in the times of the Torah? The way that they were after Nehemiah made the very chamor muksa rules, and then it became more lenient. So now we have a different timeline. The rules were pretty lenient, became way more stringent, and back to that original lenient stage. As opposed to what we saw in the Magid Mishnah was there was no such rule. He made it very stringent until it became the lenient way that we have it now. But here he has it already existing from the time of the Torah. People were not keeping Shabbat the way they should. Gazru al doram od chumrot v'lo hitiru rakim al kelim v'lo ayatag zirak v'od adorot. So they made these rules and only three things can be handled. But this wasn't a zera forever. This was for their generation. V'lachein acharka kesherau shechazru nizar b'shabbat. All of a sudden, everybody's keeping Shabbat, which seems to me, looking back, pretty easy given that you couldn't do anything because you couldn't handle anything. But okay, people started keeping Shabbat properly. Hitiru v'chazru v'hitiru ach nishar kefi adinim akodmim v'kefi halacha etzlenu. Until it went back to the way it was originally and the way we have the rules now. V'zehu shabir ramam zal atameh ha-mukza ha-kodmim v'zbir begoldos v'natodim ein mukza ein shvita u'betehelu menuchat shabbat v'zehu kalul ha-kol betishvot ha-mura v'torah. If it weren't for these rules, it would be like you didn't have Shabbos at all. It would be like you didn't rest. And all this is part of Tishvot. Exactly as he said at the beginning of Perek Aleph. So, we have two views just to cap to explain why the Rambam is giving different explanation than the Gemara gave. One was, this didn't exist until Nehemiah, and then it was really strict and became less and less. And he's giving the reason for why we have the ones that are less and less. That was the Magid Mishnah's explanation. The Aruch HaShulchan's explanation was, all these existed. The Gemara gives a reason. It doesn't give the reason why they always existed. It gives the reason why it became much more stringent in the time of Nehemiah. Then, Nehemiah eventually lessened the rules, they weren't so stringent. It became back to the original status, the way it always was. And those are the Rambam's reasons, but they're the same reasons.
In essence, it's the same. What the Rambam's giving the reasons for the same thing. It's for the lenient stage.
Correct.
So what's the real difference is not what the Rambam's giving the reasons.
Is whether this was from the time of the Torah or not. And what difference does that make? And what difference does that make? That's our next topic.
Punishment
is a good one. Okay. What else? Have you ever heard the din called Safik Doraita L'Chumra? Safik D'Rabbanan L'Kula? Yes. You're familiar with that? So, if it's Doraita, if you're not sure if something's Muksa, we would have to be stringent. Let's do the last few sources here, they're going to go quicker, and we're going to, because there's another nafkamina I want to get to. There's an interesting Gemara of Agadata on Shabbos Daf Lamed. We're in the second column here. David was having a conversation with Hashem. The Gemara is darshan, all sorts of psukim, and it says, this pasuk is David saying to Hashem, Hashem, please tell me, when will I die? So Hashem says, no, I don't tell people when they're going to die. So he says, okay. Please tell me how old I'll be. So no, not going to do it. Finally, Samar David Nekadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashem can say, tell me when I'm going to die. And he says, Zerim lefanai shem adin kitzel shavazan adam, I won't tell you. I skipped a bit, but there were a few requests. Finally, he says, Veidada machadalani, tell me when I will end. So based on the answer, the Mepharshim understand this line is, tell me what day of the week I'm going to die. Amar lo, b'shabbat tamut. You're going to die on Shabbat. Now the Gemara goes through a little bit of a discussion where he has to die on a different day, Erev Shabbos, Moshe Shabbos. Okay.
ignoring that part, let's continue. What did David do? He had an ingenious plan. Kol yom ad shabta habiyata v'garis kol yom. He spent all Shabbat learning Torah. Because if he's learning Torah, the Malach HaMavit can't kill him. That was the assumption. Seems to be true. Ha'u Yoma, it came finally that Shabbat when he was supposed to die. Debar l'meinach nafshi. Kam Malach HaMavit kameh v'lo yachilei. He was snapping all around him and trying to get his attention. It wasn't working. And as long as he was learning, he couldn't kill him. So, Amar, lo yachale, de lo ava pasak pumi mikirsa, because he wouldn't stop learning. Amar, my avile, what can I do to him? Avile bas bustana achare beite, he had some kind of orchard outside back. Atam malach, malach amavet salagu bachish bilane. And he made some kind of noise with the trees. Nafak lemitsi. So David went to see what there was there. Ava salagu darga, he was going down a step. Ifcha darga midute, and the step sort of slipped. When the step slipped, he sort of went, oh, and he had stopped learning. Ishtik, he became quiet. Now he's not learning. Malach HaMavet came, v'nach nafshei, and he died. Okay, now why is that story relevant to our class here on Muksa? So Shalach Shlomo Lebe Medrasha. Shlomo HaMelech, David's son, is taking over, and he's now in charge. But the first problem he has is, it's now Shabbos, and David's body is lying there. Abba mate, umutal b'chama. He's out in the sun. V'klavim shel beit Abba re'evim, and my father's dogs are hungry. I'm worried that they're going to eat him, and we won't have his body for a proper burial. Ma'eseh, what should I do? Shochulei, Chatoch nevela, v'hanach lefnei klavim. Okay, first solve the dog problem, feed them. Then they won't eat him. But the second problem, v'avicha, hanach lef kikar otinok v'teltova. It's going to be one of the solutions we're going to discuss in coming week, but they said, put a loaf of bread or a baby on him, and now we kind of have a need to carry him because we need the food or we need the baby, and you'll be able to move him. We'll discuss that in the future weeks. But all I wanted to show was that they were concerned about Moksa. Okay. Let's see how well you know your Tanakh. Who came first? Shlomo or Nehemiah?
Shlomo.
Shlomo. So, if Moksa was made by Nehemiah, what is Shlomo concerned about? Okay, everybody has a question clear? Before we answer that, let's look at another source. Beit Zadav Bet says, quote some kind of statement of Rabbah, and the Gemara says, V'Rabbah L'taymei, Rabbah is following his reasoning. Da'amar Rabbah, Ma'i d'chtiv aya b'yom ha'shishi ve'echinu et asher yaviu. The Pasuk says, on the sixth day, they should prepare that which they will bring, so that they can bring it on the seventh day, and it will be already prepared. And he's darshan, he explains, Chol mechin l'shabbat, you can prepare from a weekday to Shabbos. V'chol mechin l'yom tov, and you prepare from a weekday to yom tov. But what can't you do? Ein yom tov mechin l'shabbat, you can't prepare from yom tov to Shabbos. Okay, we're going to get into, we're not going to get into it, but Gemara gets into the whole discussion of Erev Tavshilin and how you prepare from yom tov to Shabbat. That's a different topic. Ain Shabbat Mechin El Yom Tov, you cannot prepare from Shabbat to Yom Tov, and it need not be said that you can't prepare from Shabbos or Yom Tov to a weekday. So what is Rabba L'Tayme? So Rashi points you to Gemara Pesachim. L'Tayme Dama Rabba V'Pesachim Em Zayinam Adbed V'Yalav Me'Hacha D'Mukta D'Oraita. Rabba learns from this Pasuk that Mukta is D'Oraita. So you already pointed out, if it's D'Oraita, we have the issue of Suffolk, Doraita, Lechomra. So here we have, we've seen a few sources that it's existed since the time of the Torah, that it's Doraita, that it's included in the Doraitas, but it's not a Malacha, so you won't get Skila. And we saw some that it was a Gzera of Nehemiah because of Hotzah. So what is it?
So there are many, many, many answers to explain this. There's a very commonly given explanation that seems to be very common, let's say, because I saw it in multiple Sfarim, quoting a Chatam Sofer. I saw them quote two different places in the Chatam Sofer. I felt this one was clearer, though I found the other one. So let's look at this one. It's actually a Chatam Sofer, and it's different, but he says the idea that we need. He says, Noron Nefleitil Mefarshim Shehizkir Malak Forato. This is, he's writing in a tshuva to somebody, so some guy, some rabbi wrote him some sources. And he says, I was astonished by the sources you sent me. Dekamer tilted the rabbanon. That said that handling things is the rabbanon. Vaha rabba sfira lehachana is doraita. You have to prepare it on the day before Yontif for Shabbos because you can't handle them on Shabbos. Otam mefarshim stumim benim for Russian. They just say there are things, they don't explain them. But here, he's going to explain it. Le'echol muksa. Who is her doraita? Debay hachana lachilat shabbat. To eat something muktzah is doraita. You're supposed to prepare it before Shabbat. The word muktzah means set aside. You didn't have in mind to use it on Shabbat. How do I know you didn't have in mind to eat this food on Shabbos? Because you didn't cook it before Shabbos. This food is raw and not edible in its current format. So therefore, that food is usur to be eaten on Shabbos. That food is muksa. To eat that food is muksa, and that's doraita. Aval etaltel davar she'eino roi, but to handle something, not food, a kli, a vessel, a utensil, an implement. Nowadays, something electric, or just a rock, or anything extra. That's from Gzera Nechemya. Because of Hutzah, Himishum Hutzah. And therefore, the Isser to not handle things is only the Rabbanon. And therefore you would say, Suffolk, Akula. Okay. Who can tell me if another Naftamina, if this Isser Mukzah is because of carrying? Okay, but the Isser of carrying still exists when there's an Erev, outside the Erev, correct? Okay, but you're on the right track. When is there not an Isser to carry? Yontif. So is there Muksa on Yontif? Well, we're going to see that there is Muksa on Yontif, and sometimes it's more Chamer than Yontif. So either, according to that side, they'll have to explain, or we're following those shita that it's not because of Hotsa. But even those shita that think it's because of Hotsa, we saw answers that it's because of Hotsa and the reading the Rambam gives. So we're fine with that. But I just wanted you to have that as the nafamina. But the background that I wanted you to have before we start the first category next week, which I believe we will first do a klishim lafto leisur, is this idea that the kli is to handle it, we're talking about an Isser Derabbanan. Chazal made Muksa, and it's generally treated by most of the postkim as an Isser Derabbanan. Chazal made Muksa, or Nechemiah was Gozer Muksa, or whatever format we have it in, was Muksa, Isser Tiltal. We're talking about handling. The foods is another category, but the handling is an Isser Derabbanan. And then we're going to get into each category, whether it can be handled for its own purpose, be handled to save it because it's expensive and it's going to get ruined. Handle because it's moved and it's in the way. That's what we're going to be discussing the next few weeks. Yes?
Would there be any other category besides the food that needs to be
Not that I know. Shukach. Thank you.